family service. The Father, we pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts are acceptable and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we're going to think about joy. Now, I wonder, is there anyone here in Lahey with the name who's called Joy? No. Well, that's good, because we're not going to talk about anybody in particular. We're going to think of what joy is and what happiness is. And when we look at the Bible, we see that being joyful is very different, actually, from being happy. Now, there's lots of things that can make us happy. I feel happy when I put on a nice pair of dangly earrings. But children, I wonder if you could tell us, what are some of the things that make you feel happy? Anybody? Down here? Anybody? We might start with David. What makes you happy, David?
Big plate of meat and spuds and gravy.
Yes, I think I would be too. But imagine you got there, and when you got onto the beach, it started to rain. Now, would you be happy or would you be sad? If you were on the beach and it started to pour, would that make you happy or would that make you sad? Maybe sad. Maybe sad. But what if your mum said, well, never mind about the rain. Let's go to a shop and I'll buy you an ice cream. Now, would that make you happy or would that make you sad? What? Happy, yes, it would make me very happy. But imagine if you got to the shop and what happened? All the ice creams were sold. Would you be happy then or would you be sad? Yeah? Well, you know, life can be a bit like that. It's a bit like a roller coaster. When things are going well, we generally feel happy. And when things are going badly, we often feel sad. Now, it's certainly okay to feel happy or to feel sad at times. And we read in the Bible that even Jesus cried sometimes. But looking for happiness can be a bit like this. Can I have help? Yeah, one girl, that's great. What's your name? Kate. Okay. It reminds me of a balloon. Can everybody see that nice red balloon? And this balloon is filled with air. So can you see how long you can get the balloon to stay in the air? Yeah, yeah. Keep going, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, what? That's the one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, excellent. Right, can you get that? Great. this balloon will stay up in the air always. It's impossible for this balloon to stay up there all of the time. And it's impossible to be happy all of the time too. Perhaps we need more joy rather than happiness. So what is joy and how do we get it? And the Bible teaches a lot about joys. And it reminds me of something else in the bag. Could I have another helper? Who would like to help me? Yes, I think, boys, you were hand up first. That's great. Now, you keep holding that balloon. And if you could get... Keep going, you have to hold it. Keep going, keep going. Now, you put that on the ground. Let me see what happens to that balloon.
Uh-huh.
Now, this balloon is the same colour as the one Casey has. But look, it stays up. Now, are you holding it up?
No.
This is actually to hold it from going up because I thought,
it's
David,
it's a helium
balloon. And I thought if we didn't have that, it would go up to the ceiling and David would have to get a very tall ladder to get it up. So we thought we wouldn't do that. So what's the difference, guys, between these two balloons? What's your name?
James
knows, but does anybody else know? What's in this balloon?
What's that, Casey?
And this balloon. Why does this one come down if Casey lets go? While this one stays up? Yes.
Because this one has helium and that one just has air.
Excellent. This is the balloon that has air in it. And this is with helium. And this reminds me of a life with joy in it. So thank you both very much for your help. You can sit down now. Thank you. We leave that there. When we ask Jesus to come into our lives, his joy can fill us like the helium fills this balloon. And did you know that we can have joy even in the middle of very difficult situations? Paul wrote our New Testament reading while he was sitting in a Roman prison, not knowing how things were going to work out. But the letter that he wrote there is full of joy. Living with Jesus in our lives brings lasting joy and inner joy. Children, I know in Lahey you're great singers. And I remember last year the Sunday school children were up here and they were singing this song called My Lighthouse. My Lighthouse, My Lighthouse. And it was lovely. And it was sung by a band that you might know called Rent Collective. And this band started out 15 years ago. Just as a group of ordinary young people from a local church. But they have released another song, lots of songs, but this one is called The Joy of the Lord. And I was listening to it this week. And you can look it up on YouTube if you can. It's called The Joy of the Lord, and it's very cheerful and joyful. But you know what? That was written and performed by the band even as two of their members were going through a very difficult and an incredibly painful time. But they discovered that you can find joy even when things are very difficult. Joy comes from knowing Jesus personally and trusting in his strength and ongoing goodness. You know, God wants us all to be full of his joy. And we read in John chapter 17 that that's exactly what Jesus prayed for his disciples. That the disciples would be full of his joy within them. And the joy of the Lord is said to give us strength and stability so we can be steady. Unlike the other balloon that might be bopping up and down and bopping all over the place. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And And we can see in our readings today that there's many reasons why we have joy. And I want to highlight three from Isaiah chapter 12. Listen to what Isaiah says. He says, "I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Isaiah knew that God was no longer angry with him. You see, we all have done things wrong, and we all deserve punishment. But instead of punishment, if we're truly sorry, we can be forgiven by God. You know, I don't know if it's happened to any of the children here, but Brian was telling me when he was young, he was very naughty at home on one occasion, or he told me about one occasion anyway, and he broke the television. And it wasn't an accident. And his parents were really close with him, and rightly so. But he said it was so good that after he said sorry and they forgave him, that his mum gave him a big hug and told him that they still loved him. See, God wants to do the same for each one of us. We can enjoy peace with God, and that gives us joy. Secondly, in this passage, God himself comforts Isaiah. So when we go through sad times, we can experience God comforting us with a great tenderness, and that will make us joyful even in sad times. And lastly, Isaiah says that it is God, he is the one who saves him. And you know, God wants to save each one of us, young and old, from a self-centered life and an endless hell. And that's why he sent Jesus from heaven to die on the cross for us and to rise again after 3 days. And it will give us such joy when we know that we are dearly loved by God, when we're rescued and safe. Happiness, like the first balloon, it goes up and down, but real joy comes and it stays when Jesus is in our lives and when we live in a daily friendship with him. And you know, that joy, it'll overflow to other people. I remember when I was a teenager, I saw this joy and peace and contentment in my own mum after she invited Jesus into her life. And that made such an impact on me. Now I want to finish by telling you a wee story I read this week. And I wonder, have any of the children been in a train station? You've been in a train station? Anybody been to maybe Sligo train station or Derry? Well, the train stations are exciting places to go. But one day, in a London train station, an old man stopped a young lady. "Excuse me," he said, "but I want to thank you for something." And the young lady was very surprised. But the old man went on to explain that he used to be the ticket collector there. And whenever she went by, she gave him a cheerful smile and said good morning. Summer or winter, wet or fine, it was always the same. And it made him wonder where she got her joy from. He knew, you see, that no one could be always happy. So he figured that her smile must come from inside. Then one morning she went past with a little Bible in her hand. And he thought, perhaps that's where she got her smile from. So on his way home, he bought a Bible and he began to read it. And through reading it, this old man discovered Jesus. And he said now he could smile too. He had joy. God-given joy will bless us and strengthen us and encourage us, but it will also be seen by other people. So let's be like a helium balloon this morning and be filled with Jesus and the joy that he brings. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus and the joy that you give. And help each one of us to be full of joy and to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.